Bor resident Stephen Maliet Ding Duhut says his 58-year-old stepmother, Adao Biaratim, drowned yesterday while trying to evacuate her belongings from her flooded home in Bor's Lake Yak neighborhood. Ding Duhut says his mother was wading through 2-meter deep flood water when she drowned and no one was around to help her.
Her home had been flooded and there are some luggage that was in the house. So she went there and she was trying to remove those luggage to a certain place or to a certain room whereby she was about to struggle. So unfortunately, she fell down once because that place was a bit deep. So she drowned there and then people got her yesterday at around 7.
Ding Duhut says the family is unable to bury their mother because the cemetery is flooded at the moment. He says her body is being kept in a mortuary.
The burial place is not known up to now because the previous cemetery area is already flooded. So we as the family members will be asking the government of Jamale State if they have a place for people to be buried. Or otherwise, we will sit as a family and we will discuss what to do.
Major General Joseph Mayana Akon, the Jonglei State Police Commissioner, confirms at least 4 people have drowned over the last few days and warns the numbers may rise.
We have just been informed that some people have drowned because of increasing water. There is somebody, a young boy, drone at Machuan area. The name of that guy was Amon Paranya Amon. He was found floating on the water. The other guy, the drone in Achingdi, is a guy, Guy Rejiseong, I'm told that I was just informed the guy was sick of malaria. So I think when he was trying to cross, he was unable to cross and he fell down and then he got thrown there in that place. So far, we have four people who have drowned because of the increasing level of the water.
The River Nile continues to overflow, which has caused widespread flooding in Bor. Some residents are using plastic sheets folded in the form of a canoe to carry children, food, and other belongings to reach higher ground. But Mayan says plastic sheets are fragile and warns people who use them as canoes are at high risk of drowning. Bol Dengbol, executive director at Interpit South Sudan, a Bor-based civil society organization, says people have resorted to using plastic sheets to evacuate because the government has done almost nothing to intervene ever since President Salva Kiir declared a state of emergency in Jonglei State due to flooding 3 months ago. He says asking youth to go the front and close the dike is not enough.
The state of emergency is supposed to involve other organs of the government, not only the executive in the state, where the secretary general or the governor will say, let's do this, but the government should also involve themselves in the real doing, you know, in the real work. In this sense, I mean the organized forces of the government, including the army, they should involve themselves in, you know, in the active work here.
The incidents of drowning could have been avoided if the government intervened to end the crisis, according to Ding, but adds it is never too late for the government to rescue people at risk of drowning now. According to the Relief and Rehabilitation Commission, some 350,000 people have been displaced by flooding since July in Jonglei State, with about 180,000 in Bor town alone. For VOA News, I am Ding Gai Ding. In Bor.